Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Morning show. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. This morning when I woke up, when the first thing that pops into your mind is, oh my gosh, when do I get to go back to bed?
Oh, it's one of those days.
That's a bad sign.
That is not a good sign.
That's the first thing I started thinking about. I was thinking, when during the day today am I able to come home and get back into this bed?
Do you know what I think that is? I think it's the cold.
It could be the cold.
I only feel like that when it's cold outside, where I'm like, oh, when do I get to cuddle back up in my bed?
It's cold. It's still rainy. I have no idea what the weather. I thought it was supposed to be nice by today.
Well, you thought wrong. It is not.
No, tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow and then through the weekend looks glorious.
I actually did bust out my winter coat yesterday.
No, it's too soon. Turn
the heat on in my car.
Speaking of turning on heat, I do have an update for you on that coming up. Guardians last night, I was up a little late. Maybe that's why. I'm not ready to talk about the Guardians yet. That'll be later in the show. Are you wearing glasses?
I am.
When did that start?
Do you want the real answer?
I do.
They're fake.
What?
They're fake. They're not real glasses. They're a decoy. I didn't want to do my hair or makeup today. This has been my decoy since high school. Fake glasses when I really just don't feel like doing anything.
Because why? Why is my question?
All that everybody's going to notice all day is you have glasses.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to notice that I don't have any makeup on my face. They're not going to notice that my hair is barely brushed. They're just going to be like, oh, you have glasses?
And you've been doing this since high school.
I'm not even kidding. I've been doing it since high school.
This is some sort of a hack.
It's my hack.
And the hack is to get people to notice your glasses and not other things that you're self-conscious about.
Exactly. Exactly. When I was in high school, they were purely fake glasses. I guess if we want to give these ones a purpose, they are blue light glasses.
Okay. Well, that's not nothing. That's not fake. That, right? I mean, that's important to wear glasses like that, especially since we're on laptops all morning long.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But like, for all intents and purposes, they are non-prescription. They do not need to be on my face.
Fascinating. I'm going to write that down. I would like to get into that.
You know, I was actually going to tell you that within the next like 10 minutes that these were fake.
Fake glasses.
But see, you asked me before I even had the chance, so the decoy's working.
Yeah. Well, how am I not going to notice that you're wearing glasses? You have not worn glasses in the last 5 months that you've been sitting across from me. Like, I'm not going to notice that. I may not notice other things like hairstyles.
I was going to say.
I did notice glasses. Q104.
You got lost.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Oh, I have another update for you, Alyssa. So I got home from work yesterday. Paula was still there. Paula worked an afternoon shift yesterday for some reason. So we were two ships passing in the night again. So I get home and she's like, I broke down.
What?
I turned the heat on.
She did it.
And then she said to me the exact same thing that you said to me yesterday. She's like, and it smells like burning in here. Do you smell it, it burning? And I'm like, no, I don't actually.
The classic first turn on of the heat of the season always smells like something is very wrong. It smells very concerning.
I just assumed you cooked breakfast, Paula. I don't smell anything weird in here. So, yeah, but then she leaves for work, and then I notice, you know, I'm still cold. I'm still cold in the house, and I check the thermostat, and it's at 68. And I'm like, that's...
Oh, so it was, like, barely on.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not warm enough.
I said, no.
If we're going to turn it on, let's turn it on.
Go big or go home.
So I put it up to 70.
Did you feel what I felt when you walked into work today?
What's that?
The heat's on in here.
The heat has been on in here. And I don't know how to dress for work right now because to me now it's officially hoodie season. It's been hoodie season for how many weeks now?
Oh, yeah, it's been hoodie season. I don't know where you've been.
Well, because when I wear my hoodie into work, it's too warm. And so I have to take my hoodie off. I don't want to take my hoodie off. I just want to keep wearing it.
No, I'll just live in my hoodie.
Yes. Lots of first world problems happening right now. And then soccer practice last night.
Oh, you actually did have practice.
We went through. I mean, it was raining. It was pouring driving home from work yesterday. There was hail in some parts of that. And I'm thinking, do I cancel practice tonight? And then at 2 in the afternoon, it was bright, beautiful sunshine. And so I'm like, well, no, I should keep it. I should keep it on now. But it was just so weird last night. The off and on rain. But it was a little chilly last night. Drew, my son, my 9-year-old, he could not handle it. Like he, by the end of practice, he's like, Dad, I'm so cold. And his hands were like raw and red and.
Aww.
And I'm like,
poor guy.
I know. But if you want to play sports in Northeast Ohio, you're going to have to get used to this. Like, you know, I do feel bad for the kid. He's born in Arizona. He's not used to this weather.
Yeah.
And so, but we get home last night. And I put him in the shower, and he's like, Dad, it's just so cold. And I'm just stand under this hot water.
Oh, Drew, come on. You better buckle up, kid. It's only getting worse from here.
No, it's like it's 48 degrees outside. What are you going to do in the dead of winter?
He's still got one more game to play.
And this is not like it's his first winter.
That's what I was going to say. It's not even his first winter.
I don't know. He's still not used to it. Yes, one more game this weekend. And this weekend's weather, though, looks great. I mean, starting tomorrow, it really looks like classic fall weather.
But as far as today
is a... Yeah, today looks rainy.
A little bit of a throwaway day.
Good to have you here this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good vibes coming up at 6:55 this morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. How are we doing? Are we doing okay?
We're making it through.
Yesterday was a bad day for Cleveland sports.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that game. And by a little bit, I mean like literally, I think like the first inning. And I was like, oh.
Oh, and then you were out?
Yeah.
After the first inning?
I think they were already down, were they not?
I can't remember anymore. It was last night. Well, I was also going to say because the Browns traded Amari Cooper yesterday, so essentially the Browns are basically saying that's it. This season is over.
You know what? There's always next year. There's always next year.
So tired of hearing that, and it's only October. But then, yeah, Guardians last night. Yeah, so they were down 3-0. I think after the second inning, and then they got it to 3-2. Then it was 4-2. And then, like, right around 10:30 last night, Aaron Judge hit that 2-run homer, and it was 6-2. And that's when my phone started blowing up. It was ding, 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 ding. And everybody was saying, good night.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Bill's going to bed. So, yeah. I don't know how everybody's feeling this morning. I'm actually feeling optimistic.
I would love to know why, considering that we are 2 losses in a row.
This is a 7-game series, and it's coming back to Progressive Field on Thursday.
That was my next question, is when is the next home game?
The weather's going to be beautiful. You know that crowd is going to be fired up on Thursday. This series could easily be tied at 2 by Saturday. And then game 6?
And then it's anybody's.
Game five. Game five. It's anybody's game at that point. A tied series?
Okay, so we got time. I like where your head is at.
That's how I'm feeling.
Those good vibes really must have helped you out this morning.
Am I being naive? Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't care. I choose to be positive about this team. I think they can easily take 2, if not 3 of the games at Progressive Field this weekend.
It's not called Believeland for nothing.
I think that can happen. I really, really believe that.
Hey, Cleveland against the world.
Who's with me? Who's with me on that?
Hopefully people are in their car cheering because it's silent in this studio. I'm with you, though.
You should come along with me.
I'm with you. Let's go, Guards.
Am I the bleephole on the way this morning? We'll get to that right around 7:25. Teddy Swims, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleephole? So you did something or you said something that rubbed somebody the wrong way, and then you come to us for either validation or we'll tell you that you're a bleephole. Aaron is on the line. Aaron, good morning.
Hey there. How's it going?
Doing okay. Who thinks you're a bleephole?
So it's my girlfriend, and she's very hurt by what I told her the other day.
She's hurt. What did you tell her?
I just asked her to cut back on something, that's all. And it's really to stop texting me so much while I'm working.
Mm.
Okay. What's happened that caused you to have this conversation with her?
Well, the thing is that we just moved in together, and she works from home. So I think she's bored most of the day, and so she texts me all day, but it feels nonstop.
Mm.
And then I have to stop what I'm doing just to reply to her.
What kind of stuff is she texting you?
The stuff she texts me, it's not at all urgent stuff. It's like we're having a regular conversation, just extending it by text, what we've already been talking about. But I can tell you it's stuff that can wait until I see her in person. I don't mind talking about the stuff, but it's just like, I'd rather talk about it in person. It's stuff that can wait.
So you approach your girlfriend and you had this conversation with her. I'm assuming she was not very receptive, Aaron?
No. We just got into a big fight about this. And one of her complaints she counters is that she says that I work too much. And look, I work like 10 to 12 hour days. And she will just complain that I'm spending too much time at work. I counter with her. I said, hey, maybe if you stopped texting me so much, I'd get my work done faster so I could have a conversation where I'm more focused on you.
Oh, that wasn't the right thing to say, Aaron.
Oh, no. She didn't like that at all.
I'm sure she didn't.
All right, so the question is then, Alyssa, is Aaron the bleephole for just wanting to be left alone at work so he can get his work done?
Like, conceptually, no, not the bleephole. That's completely understandable.
Mm.
Aaron, I think your approach could use some work.
216-474-0104. Is Aaron the bleephole for bringing up what he perceives to be over-texting on the part of his girlfriend? We'll discuss next. 216-474-0104.
Look.
Q104, am I the bleephole on the Q Morning Show? Aaron is wondering if he's a bleephole because he is annoyed about his girlfriend constantly texting him throughout the day at work. He says it's too much. It's not about important things. And she is distracting him from getting his work done during the day. And then she has the audacity that these are Aaron's words, not mine.
I was going to say, don't you dare.
To say, hey, you spend too much time at work and not with me. And he's like, well, if you would stop texting me so much, maybe I'd get my work done faster. And so they're in a big fight right now.
What I was saying is, like, I don't think he's the bleephole for not wanting her to text him like that at work. I just think that he could have delivered this information in a more sensitive way.
Let's see what Lori in Oberlin has to say. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Aaron the bleep hole for how he handled this with his girlfriend about the over-texting?
I don't think so. Maybe he should have sent it in a text that, you know, instead of saying it out loud.
He should have just texted her about how he's feeling.
What should he text? Unsubscribe?
Stop.
I just think that it's hard when you move in together with people to have healthy boundaries. And maybe she should, you know, text her friends or get more friends. Or like, I don't know tons of guys that love texting. Like, my husband works long hours, too. Yeah. And I'll call or text, and I just wait for whenever he's done doing his job to text me back. But I can imagine that some people are like, why aren't you texting me back?
Yeah. I think my wife feels like this sometimes. Like, she will text me just a random what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if she texted me right now, I mean, she wouldn't text me right now because she knows what's going on.
Right. Like, she knows that you're at work.
But if I don't text her back, like, I'll text her back in, like, 20 minutes or whatever the case may be. Sometimes she'll say, like, how come you didn't text me back today?
Oh, yeah. See, I always, like, I'll always text Bryce and not, like, think about it. And I'm just like, yeah, whenever you get a chance, just text me back. Like, I don't need an urgent response, especially if it's not, if he said that it's not ever a text that needs a response right away.
Yeah.
Like, I almost kind of put that on him for feeling like he has to stop what he's doing.
Emily in Chagrin Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Is Aaron the bleep hole?
He is not. And there might be like bigger issues. Like maybe she's insecure about their relationship, even though she just moved in.
Mm.
And I feel like maybe that's like a red flag that she's behaving like this. Maybe he should reconsider the relationship.
Oh.
I don't know. I just think people get busy. My boyfriend and I are the same way. We have a lot of stuff going on. There are times when I know he's trying to get stuff done. I don't bother him. I know when he's done, he will call me or he will text back. It's like not a big deal.
What do you think, Alyssa? Is it a red flag that she texts so much?
I don't think that it's a red flag that she texts so much. I feel like I need a little bit more information because the thing that he did not say is whether or not she's like demanding that he text her back right away. Like that's what I'm having a problem with because I could see like him feeling like he has to text her back right away, but maybe she's not even looking for an immediate response. Maybe she just misses him and just wants to say hey and shoot him a text every now and then.
I'm looking at this differently because I know that they just moved in together and maybe she's excited about the fact that they moved in together and she just wants to communicate with him and to interact with him. And maybe if he had more communication on his text, it doesn't mean he has to text more.
Mm-hmm.
He just needs to communicate a little bit more. Like say, hey, I'm really slammed with this project right now. Can I text you in like an hour or something like that? Or I'll see you when I get home. Sometimes that's enough.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially if she's just like, hey, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Will you pick up some potatoes? Like that doesn't need an immediate response, but I understand sending it throughout the day.
Quality text versus quantity of text might be the solution here. Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Dina, are you ready to play this game?
Yes, I am.
It is a three-question trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Let's jump into your three questions. Are you ready, Dina?
Yes.
Question one. This artist once sang about how your body is a wonderland.
John Mayer.
Question two. 007 is also known as?
James Bond.
And question three. What candy was originally known as chicken feed?
M&M's.
Dina, you went 2 for 3 today.
Ooh, okay.
I'm very proud of your effort. Let's bring in... We'll see how she does in comparison to you. But however, you came strong today, Dina. So you should feel pretty good. Hello, Alyssa. Meet Dina in Garfield Heights.
Good morning, Dina.
Morning.
She went 2 for 3 today.
All right. Nice work.
And here are your three questions, Alyssa. This artist once sang about how your body is a wonderland.
John Mayer.
The score is 2-1 with Dina on top. Question number two. 007 is also known as?
James Bond.
That's correct. We're tied at 2. Question three. What candy was originally known as chicken feed?
What?
Yeah.
Chicken feed?
What candy was originally referred to as chicken feed?
Chiclets?
Not Chiclets. Dina guessed M&M's. Looking for candy corn. Candy corn.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, it does,
doesn't it? I don't want it.
Yeah.
Whether it's candy corn or chicken feed, I don't want any part of it. So that checks out.
So we have a tie today, and unfortunately, all ties go to Alyssa. So Alyssa officially wins the game. However, Dina, are you in the Halloween spirit right now?
Oh, of course.
I know you're not savoring candy corn, but we would love to send you to Cedar Point for Halloweekends.
That would be awesome. My name is Dina, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's great to have you with us this morning. How do you feel about Crocs, Alyssa?
Oh, I love Crocs. I live in my Crocs. You know this.
You are a wearer of Crocs?
I am a wearer, a proud wearer. I wasn't for a long time. They're not the most fashionable option, but wow, are they comfortable.
I've never owned a pair.
Never?
I've never even worn a pair, ever.
Bill, you're missing out.
Because I always thought that there was some sort of a negative stigma towards Crocs.
Oh, there is. But like once you get past that and you just don't care about it, you won't ever want to go back to wearing a different shoe.
It seems to me, and sometimes I forget about all this stuff, but it seems to me like during my life, there's always been someone in my life, usually a girl that I was dating, that would steer me in the right direction as far as fashion goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fairly certain that there was somebody in my life that said, no, you're not wearing Crocs. And especially if you're out in public with me. And it's been that way with cargo pants and various other items that I can.
Bill's like, I can barely wear anything I even have in my closet.
Right. I thought Crocs was one of those things.
I think that Crocs have come a long way in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And they're becoming like, I feel like cool might not be quite the word, but more acceptable.
I know they're much more popular with Gen Z.
Yes.
And Gen X. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or not Gen X, Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Because my son, my 13-year-old, wears them, especially when he has some sort of a sporting event where he's got to change out quickly into basketball shoes or baseball cleats.
Yeah, I mean, I always had a negative, like, a negative thing in my brain about them, too, because I just don't think that they're cute. And my husband, Bryce, went ahead and got some a couple years ago, and that kid won't wear anything but Crocs. We went to Vegas this past weekend. I had to ask him to change out of his Crocs to go to the bar. He was like, do you think that I can wear these? I was like, I mean...
You mean he didn't get married in Crocs?
I'm sure he wanted to, but that's where I drew the line.
I bring this up because Crocs has announced that they're launching a new product.
Oh?
Pet Crocs.
What?
Footwear for dogs. So they're going to be durable. They're going to be comfortable. I don't know how they know this. I mean, how do they know that the dog
Have they consulted the dogs?
Oh, the dogs are like, oh, I love these. So comfy. It makes
10 out of 10.
It makes going on walks so much more pleasurable. They're going to come in three different sizes, glow-in-the-dark colors, green slime, and pink dragon fruit. And so all of this, I think, is launching on October 23rd, which is also National Crocs Day, by the way.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, but I'll have to celebrate by wearing my Crocs just like I do every other day.
So Pet Crocs will be available at crocs.com, where pet owners can also pick up a pair of matching human Crocs.
Okay, honestly, that would be cute. If you're going to get Crocs, I feel like now is the time. Get some for Myrtle, your dog. Get some for yourself. You guys can match.
Pass!
My baby born a Birkin.
Dasha, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So here at Q104, it is not just us in the studios here at the Halley Building. Our studios are downtown at the historic Halley Building. There are three other radio stations here.
Mm-hmm.
We are owned by Odyssey. We have the Odyssey app. There's 92.3 The Fan. There's WNCX. There's Star 102.
Mm-hmm.
So we are one big happy family.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. I know. I'm waiting for this. I love some piping hot tea.
I had a bit of an altercation with a coworker on, it was Thursday of last week, the day that you left for Vegas.
Okay, so I literally left the studio on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and you managed to get in an altercation. I can't leave you alone for more than like 5 minutes.
So I had to do a pop-in with the boss.
Okay.
I had some questions about the next day's show. Usually our time with, because the boss has to manage four different radio stations
right.
and a lot of personalities. And so I can't just be popping in every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I had to do a pop-in because I had a question that needed to be answered. And while I did my pop-in, there was other personalities from another radio station already in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I interrupted their meeting. And one of the personalities in the meeting, when I interrupted, I don't think they were happy that there was an interruption. And then they're like, hey, man, where'd you learn to drive?
What?
I was stunned, too. I was like, where's this coming from?
Like, you're not in a car.
And he's like, you were on my ass all the way from 90 to the parking garage this morning.
What?
And I'm laughing and I'm like, what? I was? I didn't know their car. I had no idea who, and I don't think that I drive unsafe. I don't remember.
You don't strike me as an unsafe, unruly driver.
No, but again, you know, it's early. It's 4:45 in the morning.
It's dark.
I'm not at my most alert and awake, but I don't think that I was driving erratically that morning.
I feel like it's almost harder to drive erratically that early because you're kind of tired still.
And they're like, are you like a proctologist or something like that? Because that's how far you were up my ass.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, I realized that they were no longer joking.
I was going to say, like, was this in jokes or because it feels like it's getting a little hostile.
And so I left and I texted my boss later and I was like, were they serious? Because I think he wanted to kick my ass. I thought he wanted to take a swing at me. I really did.
Oh, my gosh.
He was serious. From what I've heard from other coworkers,
Oh, no.
He was serious. He was really mad.
So he's told other people too?
Yes, it's come back to me like twice. Like three times.
Oh, no, you're going to be labeled as like the bad driver guy in the office.
We're going to have to get into the octagon.
I know who you're talking about now.
How do you know who I'm talking about?
Because I know the meeting schedule.
Is that right?
I know who you're talking about. I already guessed it once.
You think you do, huh?
I'm pretty sure that I do. And I would pay very good money to see you guys just duke it out.
216-474-0104. I'm just wondering, have you ever had an encounter with a coworker like that?
Yeah, because usually little things like that around here, like they're little jabs, but they're meant to be fun.
Yeah.
Like they're lighthearted, but that does feel like it took a turn at some point.
Did you ever make a coworker mad and you guys got into each other's face or whatever? 216-474-0104. Who's our biggest competition around here? Who would you say?
Like
Star 102, probably Star 102. Yeah, you're right. It was Tim Richards. It was Tim Richards, that bleep hole.
Everybody call him and tell him he's that.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I was just telling Alyssa about how I had a little bit of a run-in with a coworker last week who, this coworker was not thrilled with my driving abilities. They said I was basically riding up on them.
They were accusing Bill of being a bleep hole.
Yeah, what do you call that? Driving too close.
Yeah.
And they had some words for me last week. They let me know. I did not mention who it was, but we're getting texts into the show. Someone texted in, Lima is just upset that the Browns are horrible. Don't take it personally, Bill. No, it wasn't Anthony Lima from 92.3 The Fan.
It wasn't, but honestly, it'd be more understandable if it was somebody from The Fan.
It also wasn't Tim Richards from Star 102. That was a joke. I was just joking. Stephanie in Berea is on the line. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Have you ever had a run-in with a coworker that got pretty heated?
Yeah, it was so strange. So I have this coworker who does this. Well, she used to do this thing where she would email me and then immediately find me in person so she can talk to me about the email she just sent me.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah. I've had coworkers like that, too. It's terrible.
It's so bad. And she would even start her sentence with, I just sent you an email. And then she would start talking about it when I have not read it yet.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm going to see it.
Following up in person.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, hit send, get up and find me. And so it really would get me upset. And one time, she walked over after sending the email, and I was like, you know, wow, Joanne, you didn't even give the email a chance to land in my inbox before you came over. And she was like, excuse me. And she really did not like that comment, and we kind of got into it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And eventually the two of us had to meet with our boss and talk about our workplace issues.
Stop it.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Like, everybody witnessed it. But I can't be the only person she does that to, you know? So
right.
I feel very vindicated because she still sends me too many emails, but she has not come over to discuss any of them since.
Oh, so it all worked out.
You got a happy ending out of it.
Sometimes work conflict can be good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was good for Joanne. Joanne is probably still a little upset about it. She might still be a little salty over it.
I don't know if it's good for me either, although I am leaving the house 10 minutes later now every morning.
Just so that you don't have to ever be behind them?
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's Q104. Good morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 855 on Q104.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Berea.
What you calling for?
I have some good news. Some good vibes?
Oh, we love some good vibes around here.
Hit us with it.
So I am 2 months sober. I struggled with addiction for a long time, and I had a year and a half not that long ago. But I got myself back on track. I have a beautiful four-year-old daughter, and I'm just living my best life.
That's amazing.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I can only imagine what that's like.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a long road and had a couple slip-ups, but you know what? I think I'm going to do it this time. I don't want to go back to that life, and I'm just in a really good place.
Hey, I mean, that's the best place to have your head, though. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. It's about doing it at your own speed, on your own terms, and you're doing exactly that, and I'm really happy for you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling and sharing with us.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have an awesome day.
216-474-0104. That's how you get in touch with us and share your good vibe.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.